Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parshas Va'era, begins the process of the Makos, the 10 plagues that were inflicted upon the Egyptians en route to the Jews' exodus from Egypt. But the beginning of the Parsha is often glossed over. The beginning of the Parsha is a continuation of the end of last week's Parsha. At the end of last week's Parsha, Moshe has returned from his first trip to Pharaoh's palace. As God's agent, he had gone to Pharaoh to ask him to let the Jewish people leave Egypt. Pharaoh refuses, and he says that the Jewish people have too much time on their hands, and that's why they are fomenting a rebellion. Therefore, says Pharaoh, the Jewish people will now have to gather their own straw to make bricks. Moshe returns to God, and he complains, and he says, "Why did you send me to Pharaoh? Since you sent me, things have only gotten worse." God responds and says, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh." And that is how last week's Parsha, Parsha Shemos, ends. The beginning of this week's Parsha, Va'era, begins with God telling Moshe how he appeared to the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but he did not reveal to them his four-letter name, the name, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, the name that we don't generally pronounce, known as the Tetragrammaton. And although we find in a number of places that in fact God did reveal himself to the patriarchs with that name, what it means is that that name is the revelation of God in the entirety of creation, in all of creation. It is the revelation of the divine plan, the ability to see the bigger picture of where things are going and why God does things in this world in a certain way. And that revelation was not given over to the patriarchs. God, according to Rashi, complains in a sense to Moshe and says, as Rashi expresses it, "Woe to those who are lost and cannot be found." For the patriarchs, although they had to deal with many challenges in their lives, never questioned me. But you, Moshe, have questioned me. Woe to those who are lost and cannot be found. What a strange expression. Woe for those who are lost and cannot be found. Referring to the patriarchs. It's a very strange expression. Because even though the patriarchs are no longer alive, but there are many, many sources in the Talmud, in the Medrash, in other places that make it very clear that the patriarchs spiritually are still very much alive up in heaven, are aware to some degree of what's going on with their children, and are still involved to some degree in the fate of their descendants. So certainly God knows where to find the patriarchs. Why does he say, "Woe to those who are lost and cannot be found"? And it's difficult to say that he means that they are no longer down here on earth, because at the end of the day, their souls are still in existence and are still up in heaven. Furthermore, what does it mean, those who are lost and cannot be found? That seems to be a rather superfluous way of expressing oneself. Obviously, if something is lost, it cannot be found. I heard a wonderful and fascinating explanation from Rabbi Zev Lev Shlita, the Rav of Moshav Matisyahu in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel. He explained that God's complaint, his lament to Moshe, was not that he couldn't find the patriarchs themselves. He knew good and well where the patriarchs were. But rather, God was lamenting the fact that the patriarchs' descendants, the Jewish people, contain that essence that the patriarchs had created, had worked on within themselves, and had passed that on to their children, and that was passed on to their children's children, and all of their descendants, the entirety of the Jewish people, contain within themselves the spiritual essence, the purity of the patriarchs. This is the idea that we always talk about, the merit of the patriarchs, and we pray to God to help us in the merit of the patriarchs, because not just because of what they did long ago, but because we are a continuation of their legacy. We contain within ourselves a part of that spiritual essence of the patriarchs. And God was telling Moses, where is the patriarch's essence that's within you? Because they had faith in me and didn't question me. So you then, as their descendant, ought to have that same faith. And yet here you are questioning me, questioning my deeds, questioning my plans for the Jewish people. Woe to those who are lost and cannot be found. Meaning it's lost within you. I can't find it. It's there. It's somewhere within you, but it has not expressed itself. It has not been found. It's lost somewhere, and woe that it's lost, and it just simply right now cannot be found. The expression is lost is that it's within you somewhere, but it's lost. But right now it's not expressing itself. It has not been found. The lesson for all of us, obviously, is that we need to look deep within ourselves to see the power that we have within ourselves, that we have received from our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, going back all these generations to our great forebears. We have within ourselves a tremendous potential for greatness, for spiritual growth. And sometimes we think that we're not getting anywhere. But we have to remember that that greatness is lost within us. We have to find it. We have to dig deep. We have to discover it. And then we can come to God and say, I found the patriarchs within myself. And then we can continue to grow upwards and strive for greatness. I hope you enjoy this message, and I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos.